The charism of OLA sisters is the evangelization, the primary evangelization, and we are also working with women for the promotion of women. We are working also in education, hospitals also.
Yes, sister, you mentioned that you are working with women, and I'm sure one of the things that the Holy Father, the document that is coming, the post-synodal exhortation that is bringing to present here in Benin, deals with the women issues. What exactly do the sisters do, your sisters do, who work with women? What kind of women issues do they tackle?
As a congregation, I can say that the OLA sisters work with women, especially those who didn't have the chance to go to school. It's true that it was the first idea when they came in Africa. They were working with women. They were teaching them how to sew, how to cook, and in certain parts of some countries, they are still doing it. But here in Benin, we have no more those feminine centers. But I'm sure in Nigeria, we have some sisters working with women, or working for the issue of women. But here in Cotonou, we are not involved directly in that type of apostolate.
Yes. What are the apostolates that the sisters here, particularly in this convent, what are they involved in?
In this convent, we are starting again with the education, because the sisters were involved in education, and with the revolution, the school has been taken, and now we are taking it over. So we are in school, and we also have a small center of accommodation. So we accommodate priests and sisters and pastoral agents who come from the north and from any parts of the country. We accommodate them so that their stay in Cotonou will be lovely, and it will also enable them to do their shoppings. So apart from that, some sisters work at the parish as a catechist. Even though this year no sister is involved in the catechism, last year there were three. So the image of this community is not permanent, because we have also many sisters studying.
Yes. What are the fields that most of the sisters are studying then?
We have three sisters studying. One is reading psychology and education science. One is doing physiotherapy, and the last one is reading English at the university.
Yes, and these three sisters, what are they expected to do after they finish their studies?
After they finish their studies, we know that if somebody is studying physiotherapy, she will work in a center whereby patients from many diseases who come for re-education. So, and the sisters reading psychology and education science, she may work in a school. And the sisters reading out English can teach, and she can also help the congregation during international meetings or those to translate.
Okay. Now, being here in Benin, although you are from Nigeria, how have you lived this period of preparation for the Holy Father's visit? What have been the challenges that you have seen people struggling with, or the excitement that you have seen?
It's true, we are waiting for the visit of Pope Benedict the 16th. We are very happy to welcome him in Benin. As a challenge, the first challenge is to be able to feel that joy of welcoming him, because he's not well known like Pope John Paul II. And some people doesn't maybe like him too much, maybe because of their own vision their own manner of seeing things. So the first thing is to be happy to receive our Pope. He is our Pope. So we shall be very, very happy and proud of him, after all.
Are we to expect people singing on the roads and dancing to welcome him?
Yes. I know that people are preparing very hard. They are getting ready to welcome him, dancing, singing.
Sister, the last question is, you are a missionary working here in Benin, and Benin is well known to have produced quite a lot of vocations, both to the priesthood and the sisterhood, and also a lot in the missionary countries. How do you feel, first of all, working in a place like this one? And secondly, what is the major contribution of the missionaries to Benin?
I will start with the second question. The contribution of the missionary sisters in Benin. The missionary sisters, they have done very well. The OLA sisters, our Lady of Apostles sisters, were, let's say, the first sisters, even though the first sisters were the Franciscans of Cousin. And most of them became OLA just 8 years after their arrival here, when the congregation has been founded by Reverend Father Augustine Planck. And they have done very well in education, in hospitals, even in empowering women. They have done very well. And most of the women working today in some organizations, even in parliamentary, they are very proud of that. Eh? You can hear them saying that they have been educated by OLA sisters, and they are very proud of that. And we can see that in their family, there's something different. There's something different. Their sisters had really done well. And I hope that we will be able to, how can I say, we will be, our young sisters, OLA sisters, we will be able to at least to challenge that, even to do more than what they have done, more than our elderly sisters have done. As a missionary, another challenge that I see is the challenge of unity, the community life, because we are coming from different countries. We are an international congregation. For example, here in Cotonou, we are 8. Coming from 5 countries, we have 2 Nigerians, 2 Togolese, 2 Beninese, 1 from Niger, 1 from Cote d'Ivoire. It is very, very challenge for us. This multicultural life, it is not easy. So if we live it very well, it will be a witness for those around us. They will be marveled. They will say, it is possible to live together. And I think that it is an important aspect in this reconciliation theme, in this reconciliation message Pope is bringing to us, because everything comes from our life, how we live together. And if we are able to live together, it's true that there is nowhere where problem is not. So when we live together, there should be problem. But the important thing is to be able to overcome it. So our witness, our life in community should be a witness for the whole world and a message of peace.
Yes, sister, but people will say you are all Africans. Can you elaborate further on the diversity of culture in Africa? Because also you find people, when you say you are from Africa, and they find you with another African, then they tell you speak the African language. And if you can't speak an African language, they don't understand. So maybe could you elaborate on the diversity of the culture that is there within Africa?
Yes, Father, thank you. It's true. Now in the congregation, the European sisters, they are coming lesser and lesser. So there's no vocation there, it's true. You will see in most of our communities, the sisters are African. And even taking sisters from the same country, we are different because we are not coming from the same village. Even though we are coming from the same village, we may be different from the ethnic group or tribal group. So it is also a challenge. There is also a challenge there because we have been educated differently. We come from different backgrounds. So that is what I can say about this question.
Would you want to elaborate on the theme of justice and peace?
What I can say is that justice and peace are founded on reconciliation. Because if there is no reconciliation, if we can't sit together and talk, we can't see one another, we can't talk of justice and peace, we will not be at peace. So everybody will be just living his own world. So before talking of peace and justice, we should reconcile ourselves. And after doing that, we will now see if our life is, if we are living our life very well, if we are just in all what we are doing. And on that aspect, we should be courageous enough to say what is wrong. If I take the community aspect, if in a community there is a problem and nobody has that courage to say it out or to go and meet her sister and say, this is what you did and it didn't please me, or this is how I see it. So life will continue like that, but I will not be at peace. My sister also will not be at peace. So that is why the main dot will be put on reconciliation. And if the reconciliation is done, we can now talk of peace. It's true, we have also to be just in all what we are doing. Justice is also a main aspect, because if we are not just, there will be something wrong in all what we are doing, even though people will not have that courage to tell us that what we have done is not just. There will be something wrong.